from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Keeps it himself. Touchdown, Josh Dobbs.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
We revisit the Steph Curry heroics from Saturday afternoon or Saturday night in Paris as the Olympic Games come to a close. What an Olympics, man. A lot of momentum built towards the 2028 games. I was into it. You're into it. A lot of fun
break
in Paris,
France.
Break dancing. That was wild. The 4x4 relays were great Saturday.
Dropping
right before
the baton.
Oh, man. The 4x1 team? The 4x1 team. They've done that 5 straight Olympics.
Isn't that crazy?
Carl Lewis is irate. I didn't realize Carl Lewis was coaching it's track at the University of Houston where he went to school. He was irate saying the whole program, he's not even blaming the runners. He's blaming the program on how that was awful. They just went through a montage of them dropping a baton, and on the first leg, they blow it.
Volleyball was awesome yesterday.
Volleyball was awesome.
It was awesome yesterday, and then and there's just so many awesome things that I saw. Table tennis was incredible. Just so many great events. The thing is that they've added all of these events that everyone's like losing their minds over because they need to fill TV time. This is a huge TV product. And I think that Peacock/NBC, Comcast, and YouTube TV crushed it.
They did
absolutely
a hell of a job.
Crushed it. 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And then now we were talking about Noah Eagle being able to kind of write his own career from here on out. Snoop Dogg will now be able to have commercial, and he already did, but now it's whatever you want to do the rest of your life.
Yep.
He's set up.
No, he's set for life. Snoop is set for life. 206, as this segment is brought to you by Go to St. Lever, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit gotostlever.com. You brought up Trent Williams right before the break and the Xfinity Mobile text line. Good morning to everybody on the Xfinity Mobile text line, Twitch and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. 206, Xfinity Mobile text line. Let Trent walk, save the money, and go get another Bay Area kid, David Bakhtiari, aside Brandon Ayuk. That's from our boy Gutter Trash.
Sarah's own David Bakhtiari. I don't know where he's at health-wise. I know he's been battling a lot of injuries. Yeah. I believe he's a free agent still waiting to be signed. I thought he would go to the Jets to go team up with Aaron Rodgers because they need offensive line help. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of Ayuk reports. There's a lot of just nothingness when it comes to Trent Williams. Here's one thing I would say. like when it comes to the 49ers. I want a resolution. I don't want this thing to linger. I know a lot of people are like, the Niners hold all the cards. Just let them just complain and let it fester and all that. Like, it sounds good. I don't know how that works in terms of a dynamic every single day of coming into the office. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how everyone can stay on the same page there. I don't know if you want a disgruntled player. You're just inviting, you know, stuff. I'm not saying that everyone can't get along. You're just making it harder for yourself. They've got to figure this thing out. Keep Ayuk. Find a way. Like, a great example. I'm watching Trent Taylor return kicks. They gave Trent Taylor $1.5 million. If there's a $1.5 million difference between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, my God, you better cut Trent Taylor because he's got no juice in the return game. He got blasted three times. And give the $1.5 million difference to Brandon Ayuk for crying out loud. Seriously.
Thank you, Trent Taylor. So the Niners.
Am I hating on Trent Taylor?
No, you tell
me. He stinks.
Well, I'm not the biggest Trent Taylor fan. And I don't, I'm off that train as well. Now, the return game is, you got to fix that. And maybe it's Ronnie Bell. I have no idea. So, missed tackles in a preseason game is going to be common because you don't hit a lot in practice, in training camp. You're not going to hit a lot of your players. And a lot of your players haven't been at practice. They just haven't been at practice. The Niners have missed 23 guys. 23 guys have missed practice so much so that they canceled their trip to Irvine, California. And the Saints and the Niners have mutually agreed to cancel the scrimmages. There's canceling the scrimmages.
I'm sure somewhere along the line, something like this has happened. I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either.
Okay.
I never heard of it either. So the Niners are just, look, and if they look bad, I'm not going to say, hey, the run defense is awful. Bosa wasn't playing. Malik Collins wasn't playing. Hargrave wasn't playing. All these good. Leonard Floyd wasn't playing. And they're not game planning necessarily for a preseason game. You're running very vanilla stuff. Now, the Titans were blitzing left and right. They were blitzing on the first play of the game. That's what they do. The Niners are very vanilla. Missed tackles is a problem. But I'm looking at the highlights here. And I'm looking at the highlights of players. Malik Mustafa obviously is number one on the list.
I think it's Malik. The reason why I say Malik, that is Malik. I thought it was Malik as well. Multiple broadcasts were saying Malik.
And Malik.
I'm going to go with Mayoko. Mayoko keeps calling him Malik. Malik Mustafa. I want him. I didn't mean to just do the correction. I want to get it right because I'm not good at these pronunciations.
so you cut it out of me to correct me.
No, because I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So Malik Mustafa. Kept hearing Malik.
I think he's a player.
Well, he's a player. He's a player. That guy can hit. And, you know, it's going to be interesting what they do with Talanoa Hufanga after the season. Do you resign him? You got Jair Brown. Tick Brown's playing well.
He looks good.
George Odell's playing well. You want Mustafa and you want Jair Brown to be your safeties in the future? Where's Hufanga at? We'll see about that.
They said that this week on the broadcast, they said this is a big week for him. He could get activated this week from the injured reserve slot that he's on or whatever the specific designation is. So we should find out about him this week.
We should find out about him. So, but that's the spot where I'm looking like, boy, if you want to save, everybody's talking about who needs to get paid and who doesn't need to get paid. Well, if you want to save some money, I may feel good moving forward with Mustafa and Tig Brown. That's a hell of a safety tandem. Now, Kalia Davis, number 93.
I thought he made plays.
He's going to make this roster. Number 93 was making plays all over the place on the defensive line. I loved Davis. Loved him. He played a lot of snaps in that game Saturday night. He played well against the run, pushed the pocket. Maybe there's a spot for him on his football team moving forward.
Here is my favorite player from Saturday. Now, I know. I have a sickness, all right? I admit it. Not only did I watch the game multiple times, I also went back and did the condensed version and watched back. This number 48 Bethune. This guy is a player. I'm telling you right now. Jalen Graham, I had hopes for him. He's too upright. I don't love him. I know everyone's infatuated with D. Winters. I like D. Winters. Over-pursued a couple times. It's early. It's the first big hitting game. They don't hit in practice. 48 Bethune, 7th round pick, Florida State. I'm telling you right now, he has to make this team. He has to make this team.
Special teams
Bethune is a nice, nice player. The other guy, now he dropped the ball early in this game. You got to catch it. There's just no other way around it. And we'll get to Brandon Allen because I actually thought he had a really good game. Tay Martin? Tay Martin makes plays.
He does.
Tay Martin makes plays.
He dropped He dropped that one, right?
Yeah, that was the ball.
That was on the right sideline. Yeah. Dropped.
Yep. Perfect passes from Brandon Allen. And now we got to Brandon Allen. I like to do little stars. Like, is this a plus pass? Is this a plus pass? I had Brandon Allen down for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus throws. He had the one bad throw, all right? But I had six, and two were drops. The bomb to Tate Martin, yep, which he's got to catch. I mean, just he was a perfect throw. He did a little shoulder pump. Perfect throw. He's got to catch that. And I thought he rebounded after that drop. And then Ronnie Bell dropped one, right, right in his hands, through his hands.
Even the first catch Ronnie Bell has, he kind of double clutched it, and he didn't catch it cleanly, even though it was a good Brendan Allen throw. Now, I thought early on Brendan Allen was selling the ball. It was, he was releasing and it was kind of sailing high. Which is, you know, he threw the screen pass, he threw it high. I'm not saying he didn't look
that
good.
That was the tight end play. You know what that was?
I didn't say he didn't look good, but he threw a couple high early on. And once he settled in, it's got under, like, his arm talent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The velocity of the football coming out of his hands, I underrated that. It came out with some steam. And he made some of those intermediate throws. Brendan Allen looked good.
Hey, he climbed in the pocket a couple of times to avoid pressure. Yeah, he did look really good. There was they had two throws back-to-back. The one was the drop by Tate Martin when they were backed up in their own end zone, and he ripped one down 30, 40 yards down the field. And then the very next play, they went wide, and he threw to some receiver number three I had never even heard of on this clear-out play where they attacked the middle. I thought he was really nice in this one. And then you brought up Zuni earlier. He looks... because he's wearing 77, he looks identical to Iupati.
Dominic Cutie's going to start at right guard. And you can see that he's got all the goods to start at right guard. He looks like a day one starter for the 49ers. And give them credit, man. You know, as much as we talk about, they should draft a lineman, they should do this, they should do that. They know how to find linemen, the 49ers. Yeah. Colt McKivitz has turned into a player. Jake Brindle, nobody said anything about Jake Brindle up until the Super Bowl last year against Chris Jones, who's walking into Canton, Ohio, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as soon as he retires from the Kansas City Chiefs. And Aaron Banks, I mean, Dominic Pewdie looks like a player. He looks physical. He looks good in the run game. Looks like a good pass protector. I like where Pewdie's at. So there's some highlights there. I was disappointed Pierce Olakau didn't play.
So disappointed.
I wanted to see them play. Look, Trent Taylor, he's getting all the reps or whatnot. We know who Trent Taylor is. To me, I think he's just a training camp body. Honestly, believe me, I don't believe he's going to make this football team.
I saw more from Tay Martin. Even I know he had the drop, but I saw some wiggle. Yeah. I saw some great adjustments on catches. I like Tay Martin. And again, I don't know what's going on at practice, and I know you have to fill out and have special team rosters. So if Trent can do some things in special teams, I'm just telling you right now.
He doesn't have a lot of wiggle to me, though.
Wiggle? He got blasted three times.
I'm not the biggest fan of Trent.
They did a little jet sweep for him later on. I kind of like Clay Kubiak's play calling. It's preseason. I don't want to lose my mind, but I kind
of
enjoyed it.
Well, Shanahan took a lot of questions after the game about that. Let's hear from Shanahan on that.
I just want to give Clay a chance to do it. You know, it's not too big of a deal, and he's earned it, and he's been more than ready to do it, and does a lot in practice, and I want to give him the opportunity tonight.
He did from the booth, right? Was he relaying down to Brian?
No, he could talk to the quarterback. Yeah.
But Shanahan's taking that back. He said he was so bored, he didn't know what to do with his hands. He was bored all day, so he will be calling plays. He nipped that controversy in the bud right away in the postgame presser.
He was so bored, he was looking at the tablet and got a penalty, him and the other coach. Yeah. Two penalties on the same play for standing on the field.
Right, he was bored. He said he threw the challenge flag out. He was like, yeah, I get to throw a challenge flag out. I get to do something there. So Shanahan, he didn't bring up the IU stuff. He said, look, that's going to work itself out. It is what it is. But he said he was very, very bored. Now, who showed up? Winners in Mustafa.
I thought they showed up. I'm excited to watch them on the plane, see the tape. But I loved how D, you know, when you run and hit, that stuff flashes on the sidelines. So you saw that from him. He saw it from Mustafa. I was pretty excited with those guys.
Wearing that number 53, looks like Greenlaw.
Well, and he split through multiple pulling guards. And he's shot out of the cannon. There's going to be times he's going to over-pursue. Like when you're a young, fast player, you're going to do that. And
exactly what Dre Greenlaw used to do.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, I actually really like their linebackers. I think they're loaded at linebacker. I think they're loaded in the secondary. Well, I actually think they're loaded at wide receiver because we didn't even see the two rooks. And I like some of the other guys that were out there. But here's the area they're not loaded at. Edge rusher. They have got no edge rushers. No depth. I know Bosa didn't play, but like Beal and, I mean, they got some guy 78 from the Green Bay Packers I'd never heard of. And I'm like, he's making the team.
Jonathan Garvin.
He's making the team. And that's not saying much because I don't think very highly of him, but they have so few defensive ends. To me, that is one of the weakest spots on the team. It is so glaringly obvious.
Yeah. Leonard Floyd, Nick Bosa are going to have to play a ton of snaps this season. Robert Veal Jr., just no juice off the edge. They're getting blown off the ball as well. Yes, they are. It's amazing how they're lacking depth at DN and anywhere on the defensive line when they've invested so much into the defensive line. They have whiffed over and over and over at that position group. And now it puts the onus on Chris Kocurek. And as much as we were lauding him over the past few years as the best D-line coach of football, well, boy, what's going on there with the D-line room? What's going on with that D-line group? Do they need to adjust their wide nine system now? They've adjusted a little bit. The D-ends are not as wide outside the tackles as they used to be. But maybe there's a schematic conversation here about the wide nine or whatever you're doing on the defensive line. You got to help these guys out because they're not deep. You're right. They're not deep in defensive end. These quarterbacks, whether it's Mason Rudolph or Will Levis for the Tennessee Titans, they had all day to throw.
Tell me you saw Will Levis trying to scramble near the goal line.
Oh, and he got popped.
Oh, my God.
D-Winners popped him.
By the way, the Titans roster, could you assemble a more random roster? Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard. Would you just hit simulate on a fantasy draft? And you put it. They got Jake Brendel on their offensive line. Brunskill.
Tajay Spears is probably the better running back to Tony Pollard. Spears could play. He's got speed.
Pollard got hip tackled the same way that playoff game where he hurt himself by Odom. And I was like, oh boy, that's a tough one. Yeah. But that team is just weirdly assembled.
Treylon Burks, Tony Pollard. We'll see what the Titans do in that division. There was some games, but Malik Willis now third string on the quarterback depth chart.
He can run, though.
He can run. That's about it. But you got to be able to pass the ball from that pocket as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. But, dude, you brought up playing at Florida State. He trashed him over from Central Florida. I remember when he came in because he wanted to get more tape for the draft or whatnot. So he was a Central Florida guy. And look, Central Florida's program has been really good over the last 7-8 years. Been really good. They've been playing some high-level football down there at University of Central Florida. So he comes over from Florida State. They have a really good defense. He's very intriguing. Very intriguing. Because Curtis Robinson, as much praise as he gets, I don't see it.
Him and Jalen Graham, they're very upright, and they get blocked very easily. Yeah, I don't like how high they are.
You got to get that pad level
low. Yeah, and I just, again, watching D-Winners, he's low to the ground. He's shorter, and he's just more athletic. And then I watched Bethune, and he's just natural. He's very instinctual, and you can just tell that this guy, he's a hitter, number one, but he just flies, man, and the way he's knifing through these blocks, he's real. I like him. I think he's going to make this team.
They may try to hide him on a practice squad.
Well, that's what I was thinking about with the quarterback, number four.
Tanner Mordecai?
Yeah, Tanner Mordecai. They didn't play him at all, and I don't know if they're going to play him in any of these games.
They might try to hide him.
That's what I think you might try to do.
And then they might cut Josh Dobbs, because Josh Dobbs...
I thought Dobbs got better as the game went on.
He got better as the game, but he's a former starter in this league. I mean, you're doing that against third stringers of guys who won't be on the roster.
Well, I mean, you know, he also had protection. I mean, he had guys in his face multiple times. He had a couple of really nice pocket plays.
He's not bad. He's not bad, but I think the Niners might be trying to hide Mordecai. Don't show him. Don't show him. Stick it through the practice squad because they're known to do that. I remember when they first discovered Matt Breida and Kevin Jones was reporting on the Niners. And he leaked out like, boy, I'm hearing that the staff really loves Matt Breida. And the Niners brassers were really irate about that because they didn't want that word to get out there that Matt Breida was making plays. That's Shanahan. He's paranoid, man. It's like the Pentagon with the 49ers,
well,
man.
Keep him. I mean, like, he does these odd roster politics. Like, for example, Trent Taylor. If Trent Taylor makes his team, I'm going to roll my eyes. Trent Taylor is not. Their kick return units, oh, my God. What is it like? Have the Niners ever, outside of the 2011 Tony Montana squad of coverage, okay, that was for coverage.
Right.
And they had a little Ted Ginn Jr. that year, but it ended up blowing it in the playoffs because they had Kyle Williams.
Right.
Have you ever felt supremely confident about the special teams unit for the San Francisco 49ers in your life?
Of course, they were the first NFL team to give up a long return on the kickoff, the new kickoff.
Not once.
The new kickoff. Twice. And you know who missed the tackle on that play? D. Winters. He missed the initial tackle on that play. No. Jalen Graham, I believe it was.
Jalen Graham.
Jalen Graham missed a tackle on the initial. And then he ended up catching like, oh, Jalen Graham, what a hustle. Well, he missed the tackle to start the whole damn thing.
How about the new punter? I actually thought he had a couple of really nice punts.
Are you ready to move off from Mitch Wisnowski?
Well, if he's got a knee issue, I mean, you know, could save a couple bucks.
Presley Harvin III. No, we got to keep Wisnowski. He's going to be here for the next 10 years. Come on, man. Keep Wisnowski.
I mean, if I could save a couple million bucks over the life of a contract, I'll do it. I'll upgrade anywhere. I mean,
keep Wisnowski. He, you know, Presley was just letting it boom, letting it fly, no touch on his punts. You know what I'm saying? It's like Wisnowski, he pins those bad boys inside the 10-yard line, man. You don't want to cut him.
Schrader, the running back, Mason looked really good early on in this game. Yeah. Then they take him out. They put Schrader in. He was hit and miss. And then they put Breida in, and I thought Breida didn't look bad.
No, I don't. The Schrader kid,
I'm iffy.
I got to say, J.P. Mason, he runs really well in between the tackles. But I see why he doesn't touch the field. It's just same old issue with him. Pass protection. Remember earlier in that drive when he had to run?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier on that drive, a blitz pickup. He just missed. He just whiffed. His pass protection is not there yet. So that's where Christian McCaffrey comes in. He's going to play on third down. There's no doubt about that. You hope that J.P. Mason doesn't have to play third down, but he knows it, and I think the team knows it. And if you look at the film, pass protection is an issue for him. He's got to improve in that area. If something happens to McCaffrey here down the stretch and he's dealing with the calf strain right now, who's going to pass protect on third down in this running back room? It's going to be J.P. Mason. It's going to be Elijah Mitchell. What the hell's going on with Elijah Mitchell?
I haven't seen Elijah Mitchell. In a uniform in a long time.
Where's he at? What's going on with him?
I don't know. That's why I think Breida is going to make this team. He had about four or five pass protection plays. One, he got destroyed, but at least he got in front of the guy. A bunch of others. He's a solid player. He's not going to blow you away with the speed like he used to a couple years ago. But I think Breida does make this team because he's reliable in doing what you're actually talking about right there. And I wonder if Breida can do some of the Trent Taylor kick return stuff for a fraction of the price.
Yeah. Trent Taylor, you're really down. I don't think Trent Taylor's going to make this roster.
No, I'm so out on Trent Taylor on this team. I would rather see Tay Martin make the team.
Oh,
I really like Tay Martin. I know he dropped that ball early. I really like Tay Martin.
Another guy who may be gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.